whatever. And
So I just wanted to mention just to go over quickly what we're doing on Friday. I was just thinking of an idea over there. That the question was whether the were you here? No. On Friday? Yeah. No. Question was the kior, right? It was made from the mirrors of the women. So Rashi quotes Chazal, a Medrash, says that what? That Moshe didn't want to take them. At first, Moshe didn't want to take them because they're made for the Yetzer Hara, right? And then, of course, Baruch Hu said, no, they're more chavav to me than everything else. Why? Because through them, the women established the nation of Israel and Mitzrayim. Because the husbands would come home from the field, and the women would use the mirrors to entice them. Exactly how that worked, we had difficulties. But the question, and then they made it into the kior. Rashi says, because the kior is the kli that the sota take, that they take the mayim from for the sota from. And the sota is matol shalom bein ish l'ishto, because she's suspected of having an affair, and the mayim proves one way or the other. But if it proves that she didn't, then it's matol shalom.
Here's how we define that.
Yeah. So what was the question between? What was the question? What was Moshe's hesitation? Right. And why was it considered good? Not only good, chaviv in the lime nakol. The mirrors. So I think the idea is like this, that the Sisei Chacham and the Ramban, they both mentioned that even though they used the kumas, which was more moss, that was okay. Why was that okay? Because that was mixed in with all the other gold, and it wasn't, and it was bottled and everything else. But this was a separate, identifiable entity. Yeah. So I think it's like you have a similar thing like by David, right? It says that Hashem said to David, he can't build the mikdash. Why? Because he was a man of war. So what? He's a man of war, but this is the mikdash, right? So there's a so what's the problem? So what? Right? What's the problem? Why can't he build the mikdash? We're rational.
The stamp of the one who did that, who accomplished them. So the character of that guy is going to be reflected on the character of whatever he produced.
So let's say this, that you can't break in the minds of the people, you can't break the association with the source. The thing is always associated with its source. Correct, a unique thing. So why couldn't, so what? So still, what's the problem? The problem is that you can't have an association that's incompatible with the essence of the place. That's improper. It's not proper to have. It would be the same mikdash physically. It would be the same mikdash, but in terms of concept, in terms of idea, it's not right. It's improper to associate two ideas together that are incompatible. So mikdash is a makom. The essence is shalom, and it would be against that idea to have it associated with milchama and aggression. Even though David was doing the right thing, right? But it's incompatible. Those ideas are incompatible, and one object, one thing, should not should not contain two incompatible ideas. Shalom. So that was apparently what Moshe was bothered by. He's saying that the essence of the Mishkan is what? No. Let's go back to Dov Kerr, the Moshe verse. Kedusha, right? And Shechina, right? So Yetzer Hara and Kedusha are incompatible ideas, right? The Makom HaShechina cannot be associated with Yetzer Hara, because there's no place for the concept of Yetzer Hara together with the ultimate Kedusha of Hashara Shechina. So that's why Moshe said we shouldn't take this. It's not the right material, because it's not appropriate. You have to take material that's appropriate and compatible with the structure. Right? So since the source is always going to be identified with the product, if the essence of the product is Kedusha and Hashara Shechina, there's no makom. It's not possible to use something that's associated with Yetzer Hara. Not that people are going to come in and get distracted. There's nothing to do with that. It's just incompatible in idea. You can't contain these two concepts. It's an opposite. It would imply that there's a compatibility between these two things. It would imply some compatibility between the ultimate Kedusha and Hashara Shechina and Yetzer Hara. So what was the answer? So how is it compatible? So that's what Kadosh Baruch said. No, on the contrary, it's the best. It's the best. Yeah. See, I think the question was like this. That Moshe was definitely right. Moshe was definitely right. That the idea, that the concept of Kedusha and Hashara Shechina is incompatible with Yetzer Hara. By the way, why is the mirror considered the kli of the Yetzer Hara? Why does Rashi say says she asuyim li Yetzer Hara? What does it mean it's made for the Yetzer Hara? Because the women use it to beautify themselves, right? Because what does it mean? Because Yetzer means the physical, right? That's what a woman's ego. A woman seeks dominance. A woman wants to be a woman seeks a certain source of power from her physical beauty. Man seeks power with control and might. But the woman seeks a certain. A woman wants to be powerful from her physical beauty. It's just a different nature,
But does it say specifically for women?
For women.
Yeah, there's like for anyone. Like the only reason they use a mirror is just like.
Yeah, but that's huh?
For anyone, how they use a mirror is just how they view themselves. Like, oh, am I looking, you know?
No, it's not true. Even if a man looks in the mirror, it's because he wants to be better at exerting power. You know, but the nature of a woman is everyone's ego is attached to different methods. I think a woman's ego is more attached to becoming a she wants to have a certain control based on her appearance. So that's really made for the Yetzer Hara, because it's giving dominance to the physical. That is a certain dominance that a woman seeks through her physical appearance itself. But that's why it's asuyanli Yetzer Hara. It's asuyanli Yetzer Hara. So Yetzer Hara is the same as the physical. Not getting involved in the Yetzer Hara question now. So anyway, so what was the answer? Now, Moshe is right; they are incompatible. But what's the answer? The answer is like this: that in terms of the absolute idea of Kedusha and Hashoras Shechina, that's incompatible. Okay? But that's not the ultimate purpose of the Mikdash. As Moshe was looking at it as the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom of the Mishkan, is the Makom of the ultimate Kedusha. Right? That's its idea. So on that level, they're incompatible. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that there's more. That the idea of the whole purpose of having a Makom of the Mishkan, where the Shechina is seen, where the where there's an idea of Shechina, is to make the person, when he's not in the Mikdash, complete. You understand? It's the person needs that recognition of the Makom HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, and the true ideas of and the ideas of the and Hashoras HaShechina, to allow him in his entire life to devote everything towards the right ideas. In other words, and in that sense, it's chaviv. In that sense, it's chaviv. Now, it was a question on how you view the purpose of Mikdash. The purpose of Moshe was saying the purpose of Mikdash is the phenomenon of Shechina. You understand? In that absolute sense, they're incompatible. The absolute idea of Kedushas Shechina and Yetzer Hara are incompatible. Right? But what Karsh Baruch was saying is that you're making a mistake. There's something else here too. There's something else here too. Mikdash is not just a place where you take a break from your life and you go and you see and you engage in Shechina, go bifnei Hashem. The Mikdash is concerned with every aspect of your life. And the proof is Sota. Because what is Sota doing in Mikdash? Sota is a phenomenon between the man and his wife. It's not a religious, it's not simply a religious experience of Bifnei Hashem. It's saying that's what the Kiyor, that's why even though the Kiyor is really essentially for Rechitzis Dayim V'Raglayim, but the fact that there is such a phenomenon as Sota shows you that there's a purpose of Hashoras HaShechina, and the Kedushas Makom is really so that a person should focus on what's the MS and direct his entire life towards that. You understand? It's not just the place where you come have the experience of Bifnei Hashem, but the impact is always constant. And in that sense, it's not incompatible. In that sense, it's perfectly compatible. Now, in that sense, it's perfectly compatible.
In that second sense.
So now you're saying that these women took the drive, and they put it into the right framework for the right purpose. You understand? In other words, it's sort of like if you look at the Mikdash locally or globally. Locally, Moshe was looking at it locally. He's saying the actual phenomenon of Mikdash is Shechina. That is the highest level, the highest ideas of God, Bifnei Hashem. And in that activity itself, there's no makom for the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara does not help you contemplate the true ideas of God. You understand? The Yetzer Hara is the activity of a person being Bifnei Hashem and appreciating the glory of God. That experience and those ideas are completely incompatible with Yetzer Hara. You understand? So you can't bring any Yetzirah with you to the Mikdash. Not compatible. That's what Moshe was saying. Okay? But Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that but there's a higher purpose to the whole Mikdash. The whole Mikdash, the whole Mishkan is really existing on earth in order that people in their regular daily life, not just when they're in the Mishkan, not just when they're in the Mikdash, but in their daily life, they need to know that there's an absolute expression of, they need to know that there's an expression of Shekhinah to help them direct all of their efforts in the right direction. That daily life, you have to harness the Yetzirah. You understand? In the outside of the Mishkan, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying. The Mishkan really is not. You can't look at it like there's your life, and then you take a break from your life, and you go to a retreat in the Mishkan, and then you emerge, and you go back to your life. In that sense, it would be incompatible. But in the sense that the Mishkan is giving you a full expression of the right idea so that you know how to direct your entire life, what all of your activities should be in line towards and striving to, in line with and striving to, then that is the idea that you have to take control over the Yetzirah too. You have to use all of your b'chol levavcha, like David said, you have to use all of your energies and recognize and guide them towards the proper idea. So that's what I'm saying. So sort of locally versus globally, in terms of the expression itself, the activity itself of Mishkan, it's incompatible. But in terms of its real purpose is the its real goal is to create a certain general idea of Deus and how a person should live. And in that sense, it's perfectly compatible. And to prove, and you see that Mishkan is concerned with the mundane interactions between a husband and wife from Sota. You understand? You see that. Because if the Mishkan and the Mikdash was just a place of holy retreat and solitude and hisbodedus, what's marriage conflict coming in for? Let based and work out. She chayev misa, not chayev misa. What's the makom hashchina have to do with testing whether a woman had an affair? What type of a holy servitude is that? Right, but that's the point. He's saying, you see, that's why it was made into that kli, to show that the whole Mishkan and the whole Mikdash really has a purpose in Shalom in the whole world.
How is the action limited in Israel?
Oh, so they took a kli that's really made for the Yetzirah, right? To make dominance out of beauty. And they used it to start a conversation with the husband, which led to the Kiyum of the Am. So and they used the taiva for the right good, for the right purpose. So that shows they were living, they were using that to live with the to use their kochos in line with the proper, even use the kli of the Yetzirah and that whole activity in for the good. So that's the perfect effect. In other words, they were living in the right way that they were living with the effect of what Mishkan should do. In other words, that's what Mishkan is supposed to do. It's not supposed to be the retreat that you take a break and then take a break from your life and return to. It should have a certain effect on all of your life. The fact that you know that there's the Mishkan, that should have an effect on your life.
So that would be an example of the effect that's spotted with the Mishkan's point.
Right, exactly. So their activity over there is an example of what effect Mishkan should have on people. That's why it's the perfect thing. But war is not a way that people should be living at all.
To necessary thing sometimes, but it's
right.
not. It's not the ideal.
It's not the ideal.
With the ideal
exactly. Right. Yeah. All right. So let's go back.